so at peace when you're like this. I can just touch you whenever I want, and you can't do anything about it. I need to take a picture of this. There we go. Those are being saved forever. Sleepy head starts to wake up. The drugs seem to have kicked in way sooner. I didn't think that would last this long. Hi. Good morning. Oh, you're in my apartment, silly. I am the woman of your dream. Well, it seems like someone was irresponsible and ended up rather drunk last night. And so, because I didn't want to leave you at the roadside, I took you home. You're welcome. Would you like anything? Maybe a little pick-me-up with some coffee? Or maybe you want some tea? Or hot chocolate. I can do anything you want. Coffee. Right on the house. Good thing I actually brewed a cup this morning. I know you're a coffee person. I know a lot of things about you, actually. I don't have an actual mug, so this will have to do. Drink up. So, how'd you sleep? I heard you mumbling in your sleep. It was the cutest thing ever. And your snores are so soft. No, I didn't watch you. I was just up and I heard it. Not a creep. Okay. So, what would you like to do today? Go? Where are you going? Forget about her. No. You don't need her right now. You need to rest. So just rest. I can get us some things to do if you'd like. You've got them in some drawers around here. Where are you going? Oi! What is your problem? Could you just stay still? I'd rather not have to strap you down to this goddamn bed. Not that I would. I wouldn't do stuff like that. But still, just calm down, okay? Calm down. I'm not here to hurt you or anything. But your girlfriend, she's away, okay? She's doing something. She probably got shit-faced too and went home with someone. It's fine. No, she didn't leave with a stranger, so she's fine. She left with a friend. Yes, I did see. Look, just stay, stop. Just stop moving, okay? Just fuck. Jesus Christ, listen. You fucking move again and I'll slit your throat. Okay. Okay. I have this because it's a negotiation tool, and you are being rather unreasonable. Please don't make me use this on you, because I promise you I will. You are not the first. Of course, it's just straight away into the, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why the fuck do you think? I'm in love. I love you so much. And seeing you eye down that bitch. Look at her with all of that lust and love in your eyes instead of with me. The amount of times I wanted to slit her throat, to torture her, to gouge out her eyeballs, to decapitate her, remove her limbs, break her fingers. But because I love you so much, I decided not to. I've seen the way you look at her, the way you act around her. I've seen what you've done when you went over to her house, when she comes over to yours. You see that feeling you always got that someone was watching you, but you never was able to see who? That was me. I watched each time you guys bonded, each time she made you dinner, each time you kissed. Each time you hugged, and each time it just drove me more and more insane. So, you're here because I want you to look at me the way that you look at her. The way you touch her. The way you eye her down when she's in certain clothing. Thankfully, I know exactly what outfits you like. So that means you shouldn't be able to resist me, right? Right. Of course not. I'm not gonna put this down. If you fucking run again, I promise you, you're fucking dead. No. I have an outfit under this. If you look away, I'll gouge out one of your eyes of this. Is that understood? Good, good. Awesome. Let's just... I saw her wearing this a little while back and the way you went googly-eyed over it. You touched her in such ways. Made me so fucking jealous. So here, I'm right in front of you. Look at me. Look at me the way that you look at her. I said, look at me. I promise you, if I need to get a few cuts in for you to listen, fucking will. Good. Put your hands against me. How do I feel? The weapon to your throat makes it better, doesn't it? There's no pleasure without a little pain. There you go. I never thought I'd be able to feel your touch. My. You can go higher. Please, I insist. What would your girlfriend think about this? It's life or death, honey. You either abide by my rules or you die. And trust me, I won't think twice about killing you. Now smile. I just, you know, wanna save some pictures for this special occasion. No, these are for me alone. Don't worry. Mwah. Our little secret stays in here, hung up on my walls, along with the other pictures I've taken of you. Aren't I just so romantic? Now go a bit lower. You always seem to like to grope her down there, so. Yeah. Oh, that's right. All right, that's enough. What's with that look in your eyes, huh? I can tell the difference between the way you look at her and the way you look at me. It seems you don't know exactly what to feel. When it comes to me, you can just see it. You can see your difference in love when it comes to her and me. What's so wrong with me? Why does she deserve your love more? Huh? I mean, I can do what she does way better. You wanna know how I know? Because I watch everything she does. And I mirror everything she does so I can be better than her. Because I want you all to myself. Do you not care about my feelings? Do you just not give a fuck about me? Then prove it. Touch me like you mean it. Ah, oh, that's it. You're really holding back, aren't you? Hi. Oh, your hands are so warm. It's sending so many shivers down my spine. If you keep this up, I promise, I'll let you go. Just let me enjoy this a little more. You know, I made sure no one saw me taking you here. I made sure they didn't see me offering that drink to you. I made sure they didn't see me spiking it. And once he drank it, I made sure to dispose of that. I didn't want my DNA on that. I don't want anything to be traced back to me. I could just take you away from her. Away from this entire world. No one would know where you went. Sure, people would look for you, but they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. Don't stop touching. You don't fucking stop until I tell you to. Good. Could just keep you here. You belong to me, and only me. I can feed you, nurture you, hug you, cuddle you, kiss you, whenever I wanted. I could do whatever I want with you. And have you do whatever I want to me. Oh my god. That's amazing. Oh fuck. Stop. Well, The thought alone is enough to get me close. Go? No, you're not going anywhere. I know what I said. There's been a change of plans. Wait right there, sweetie. Now, try to go back for that door, and things won't end very well. From now on, I think you're gonna belong to me. Oh, look at that look in your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. Good, good, good. Oh, keep looking, please. Oh, need to capture this moment. Oh my God. Such a cute look in your eyes. You wear fear pretty well, darling. Now, let's get a collar on you. Hello, my darling. Thank you so much for watching the video. I just realized while I was editing this that the police going by the house was actually kind of fitting with the theme of this video. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is the I wanted to do like a blah, 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 blah. I wanted to do a yandere that kind of threatens you more and a bit more creepy and just messed up, twisted in the head more and stuff like that to experiment. And I hope you guys enjoyed watching it as much as I enjoyed making it. That's all I have to say, really. Currently in stream, we're playing Little Nightmares 2. You should join for next week's stream. Well, this week's stream, technically. So, yeah, you shouldn't be missing streams at all, you know. I don't care if you have other things to do. You're going to the stream. Listen, hold on, come here. You're going to come to my fucking stream. Do you understand me? I will find you and force you to watch me stream. Mwah. Take care, darling.